From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, May 17th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County has been declared lead agency in the first steps of the environmental review process for the proposed county jail project. The legislature's Public Safety Committee received an update on the state environmental review process from Warren Hart, director of the County Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning Department, at a meeting on Monday, May 16th. Hart explained that a mitigation plan for the archaeological and animal species must be developed for the proposed jail site located south of the entrance of the Greene Correctional Facility in Coxsackie. Hart said native species of bats, owls, and hawks could be impacted by the construction. The State Department of Environmental Conservation will advise the county on a mitigation plan for all species. There is also an investigation underway to determine what areas of the property should be avoided so as not to disturb any historic archaeological resources. The jail committee approved the land use change for the site as well. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Jordan Carlillo Evangelist is reporting in the Times Union that the Albany City Council took action late Monday, May the 16th, to formally oppose the Pilgrim Pipeline project. The resolution that passed condemned the project as an environmental risk and a public health hazard. In doing so, Albany joins more than two dozen other New York communities opposed to the proposed 178-mile double pipeline that would move back end crude from the port of Albany to northern New Jersey and then send refined crude back north to Albany, largely along the I-87 corridor. The resolution, unanimously approved by lawmakers Monday night, carries no legal weight. However, environmental advocates coordinating opposition to the Pilgrim Project said they were hopeful the vote would send a message to the pipeline's investors that the project was not viable. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Voters statewide go to the polls today, Tuesday, May the 17th, to approve budgets for the 2016-17 school year and to elect Board of Education members. In Columbia and Greene counties, districts are seeking tax levy increases ranging from a 0.5% decrease in Coxsackie-Athens district to a high of 2.15% in the Hudson district. The majority of the board races in the immediate area are uncontested. At least two districts offer a write-in opportunity for board candidates. You can go to WGXC.org and click on Newsroom for more details. Julia Reichel is reporting at the Watershed Post that a planned motorcycle protest against Islamburg, an African-American Sufi Muslim community in the Catskills, backfired on its organizers this weekend. When protesters showed, they were vastly outnumbered by hundreds of cheering Islamburg supporters who gathered to defend the Delaware County community from charges that it was and I quote, Islamic Jihad training camp, end quote. American Bikers United Against Jihad planned to take a ride for national security past the community's entrance and the Islamburg sign that flanks on it on Sunday, May the 15th. The purpose of the ride, according to the group's website and Facebook event, was to call on the U.S. State Department to designate Islamburg and its parent organization, the Muslims of America, a, quote, an international terrorist organization, end quote. The bikers told the state police to expect 70 riders, but only 5 motorcyclists and 8 other vehicles materialized. Approximately 200 to 300 pro-Islamburg protesters showed and lined both sides of Rods Creek Road in the town of Tompkins. An Islamburg spokesman said the hundreds of people who arrived to support the residents were making history for the small, once-isolated community. He said, and I quote, "We never had the opportunity to reach out to our neighbors like this. There have never been this many guests in Islamburg," end quote. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. Ali Stewart at WTEN Albany reports that the 5-month-old zebra missing in Palinville since Thursday was found dead and was buried in nearby woods. The zebra named Zula was spooked at the Bailiwick Animal Park and Riding Stables in Catskill, which set off a unique animal hunt on the mountaintop this weekend. Matthew Hamilton at Capital Confidential reports that Republican candidates in the 19th Congressional District primary, John Faso and Andrew Haney, are sniping back and forth in a series of statements in recent days, with State Conservative Party Chairman Mike Long also telling Haney in a letter to, and I quote, knock it off, end quote. Thasso's campaign first sent a cease and desist letter to Haney on May the 12th for, and I quote, knowingly spreading falsehoods, end quote, in advertisements and statements. The same day, Long, whose party has endorsed Thasso, sent a letter telling Haney to stop using, and I quote, dishonest, end quote, tactics, and saying Thasso is a, and I quote, courageous conservative steward, end quote. Haney's campaign replied, and I quote, if anyone should knock it off, it's John Thasso, end quote. The primary election is on June 28th, with Will Yandek and Zephyr Teachout competing amongst Democrats. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. The March for Farm Worker Justice left Smithtown on Long Island on May 15th, heading to Albany with stops in Saugerties, Catskill, and Ravenna May 29th, 30th, and 31st. Marchers are attempting to bring attention to the need for legislative action to end the inequality that currently burdens farm workers in the state. The New York Civil Liberties Union filed a suit on May the 10th against the state and Governor Andrew Cuomo over the state not allowing farm workers to organize. The group marches to Albany for Farm Worker Albany Day on Wednesday, June the 1st. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Farmers Market will be back this year, but on a different night. Beginning June the 3rd, the market will be open every Friday night from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Catskill Community Center. Erica Russo, the center's new outreach coordinator, said the market will run through October 14th. Russo said the center is hoping to promote the idea of healthy living and also the farm-to-table movement. The goal is to have more farmers and bakers participate in the market and have healthier items offered for sale. Organizers are hoping to attract more farmers, have local breweries host tastings once or twice a month, and food trucks will be encouraged to be on site as well. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of showers before 8 a.m. today, then a chance of showers after 10 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy, with a temperature high near 65 degrees. For Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers before midnight. It will be mostly cloudy, with a low around 44. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 65 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 43. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 67 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 47. Sunrise today was at 5:31 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:12 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 17th day of May 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.